The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I'm Jason Selvin.
And I'm DeBrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, we are at the Democratic National Convention.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Like you're a little unsure of yourself.
No, we're at
the DNC. It has just wrapped.
And just
we're kind of in the middle of everyone wrapping their productions.
Yes.
If we had started recording a couple of minutes ago, we would have heard a bunch of balloons popping.
Going pop, 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 pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop.
Which was something I was excited about the entire week, really, because the whole week you looked up and you saw nets full of thousands of balloons.
Right.
Big balloons, small balloons, medium-sized balloons.
And were there medium-sized balloons?
There were.
Okay.
There were. There were the big, big, big ones.
Because we're
the small ones.
Confirm as many rumors as we can, because some things that were rumored didn't come true. I think I even maybe misreported some rumors earlier this week in one of the podcasts.
Did you? Yeah. What did you say?
I said that Beyonce would be performing here tonight.
It was really funny talking to people. I want to also say, like, the people we talked to, not a lot of them were journalists that said this. They were like, Beyonce's coming. She's definitely performing. There's
Beyonce's
a special guest.
Coming.
They're in the schedule. Beyonce is definitely here.
Right.
But also, Taylor Swift might be performing with Beyonce as well.
Someone specifically grabbed my elbow today and said, Taylor Swift's jet just landed. So people were, like, excited.
Excited, yes. Yeah. We might find out that they are playing private events for very, very rich people that we're not invited to.
It might be true.
It might be true. It might be true. Well, obviously, the big news, the Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic nomination for president. We were wondering if it was going to happen, if she was going to say it's not for me, but she accepted it.
Right. It's a nomination.
Were you surprised by this?
I was floored.
That she did it.
You know, because it's a lot of pressure.
I don't know that I'd want to do
it. It's a lot of pressure. Right. You're really under a microscope. The world is kind of a mess right now. So you're kind of accepting a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew it's a fun party. So we knew she'd show up and speak.
Of course.
But
the balloon. We knew there'd
nomination.
Be balloons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So her speech, it was a lot of biography in it. It was a lot of her story. Well, what did you think of the speech? What were your thoughts on her speech?
I thought, why have they not had her out front more over the last few years just to expose people to her? Because she's a good speaker,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of don't know that, I guess, just because she wasn't out there enough. But then I thought part of the speech was a lot about patriotism and, several references to military might.
Lethal.
The most lethal force or something
in the world,
right? Which
that
I
was
think
her
is,
promise for the military.
It was
the United States military,
right? It felt like very patriotic, not in the way that Democrats typically want to say that they're patriotic and that they want everyone to be treated better and more equally.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm a patriot because I'm fighting for equal rights. For that, it was like our military can kill you, we're
not only lethal, we are the most lethal military out there.
Not necessarily the most just,
yes,
but the most lethal.
We will shoot first and ask questions later.
Not that that's what she said.
No,
but it was like I thought there was more emphasis on that than I would have expected, but I guess people just love patriotism and or that feeling of nationalism.
Yeah,
and you want to hit on that at a convention where there's red, white, and blue everywhere, what people are watching for. I just found it to be more than I necessarily would have expected.
Yes, yeah, I was taken aback by that a little bit. The lethal force. I was watching. An interesting thing about being here at the convention was you can see the teleprompter, so I was reading a line ahead at all points, just by choice. I don't know why. saw the word lethal coming up, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's what's coming up? It's just a funny word.
I just turned to you immediately because it felt like a little bit out of the blue. But I think the world is kind of an uncertain place, and they must have, like, pulled people.
I'm sure they
and
definitely...
found that they wanted to be, you know, their safety to be reinforced and all that.
It's so funny writing a big speech and being like, you know, you've only got so many adjectives and verbs... nouns.
Raise your hands around the room if you want to go with lethal.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, lethal. No, the lethals
right.
have
lethal it. It is.
The lethals have it.
So the speech, the balloons, I think, for me, were the most exciting part because I was looking forward to it the whole week. Mm-hmm. And when they dropped, it was a very, very fun moment. And then the letdown, watching the crowd slowly realize that there would be no main event. Because everyone was talking about it around us,
right?
Was it funny?
It's funny that you would have the campaign not kind of maybe put out the information that hey, no, but that's not happening,
right?
Because the feeling of a letdown would be something that would be nice to avoid. But nevertheless, they let the rumors swirl.
Well,
rumors,
you know, you got to look at it, though. Like, maybe that's going to bring more people's eyeballs on it or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. It was interesting not to deliver
yes.
on those huge names.
We should say, so we had a very interesting day, And the last 20 minutes.
Can you hear some of the popping?
Yeah, there's some popping going on outside. The last 20 minutes, we were up in the nosebleeds, as we like, where we like to see,
yeah.
and realized that it turned out my fault, I left our Zoom.
These very microphones that we're holding right now.
Yes, in
this very
suite,
studio.
In the studio where we did an interview earlier with Wes Moore, and had then come back to it after doing an interview with Pete Buttigieg. We came back here, and I left it here when we went back to the seats. So that's on me, DeVram, and I want to say this for the record. I'm really sorry for leaving the microphones here.
And you should know this about me. I would never be mad at you for leaving the microphones there. I was a little disappointed in you
I appreciate
for insinuating that it might have been me.
Okay. I accept that. And I think it's part of my natural defense mechanism. So
we are working through some stuff here this week.
It feels good. We're
spent an awful lot of time together.
We're both crying right now and hugging mm-hmm. and hugging and patting mm-hmm. each other.
If you're
back.
Watching the video, we're sorry for lying to you.
Sorry
we know this
lying.
Is called The Good Liars Tell the Truth.
So do you want to talk about some of the interesting... I was just thinking about this. That we were in the hallway outside this very studio that we're in right now. We were in the hallway... And just people are passing, you know, left and right. It's the very same place where Fu Manchu gave us our little shove from Fox
right.
News, the Fox News security guard yesterday when Sean Hannity was
our
walking
Fu Manchu
by.
Rough up.
A little rough up with Fu. And we, today outside of the studio, Gavin Newsom came by again. And on the podcast, we said that he was really begging for a... photo with us.
That was a lie. We normally tell the truth.
We normally tell the truth. Then today, we ended up talking with him for, you know, 5 minutes. I think we said we had two, but that always turns into seven.
That turns into double.
Out of disrespect for everyone.
Now speaking of disrespecting people's time.
You want us to go? Oh, they're looking. She's looking at us because we did it right here in this studio. All right. So sorry about that. Do you want to come on and talk to us for 1 second? Please do. Okay. So we
had a little bit of a track
please,
record.
Tell us your name. Sorry, I never introduced the person I was rude to earlier.
Sorry. Hi, I'm Julia.
Julia, what happened? How would you describe DeVram and I, how we were today in the studio during the interview that we did?
You were the stillest and the quietest people in this entire building for a very, very long time.
And could you explain what that actually means? What were we doing and who are we doing it with?
So you were here with Governor Wes Moore, and you were pointing at the camera, and not talking, holding still. I think it was a man off, but...
Well, it's called the point challenge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Y'all seemed very committed to it, and then somebody had to break.
And how long did it last?
Too long.
Too long. But honestly, I think I was looking at the timer. At the camera. I think it was like 5 to 7 minutes. Was it really that, or was it just feel like that? Somebody else yelled.
It felt like more than that. Okay. So it felt like an eternity.
But nobody was like in a rush or anything, right? Like there was more than enough time.
Nothing was about to happen next. Nobody was trying to move, and the world just held still.
More than enough time.
The world just paused.
I want to say this. I want to say for the record, the challenge is you point your finger at the camera and you hold it there as long as you can. Now, who was the last person to put it down? Was it our fault, or would you blame the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, for not putting his finger down?
So my husband's from Maryland, and I live in D.C., and there's no way I'm blaming the governor of Maryland for anything.
Out of fear of retribution?
Wow, you heard it here first. Anything could happen if you blame Wes Moore.
He's doing great things for Maryland, and you two are people who are on the set too late.
that's one way to frame it.
So we...
Oh, no, I think it's... Are we getting kicked out?
Oh, you need us to leave? Yeah, that's fine.
You'd like us to leave.
Everyone would like us to leave.
We're finding a common theme here at the DNC.
All right, we're going to move locations right now. Where we're someplace where we're not bothering people, right?
Exactly. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate your time here at the DNC.
Check, check, check. We've moved locations to In the Hall... Actually, in the very spot where this happened with Fu Manchu, and Fu Manchu could come by at any point, which is pretty exciting.
Right.
Here today, we saw Gavin Newsom again, and it turned out somebody on his staff was a fan of The Good Liars.
Right.
And they said, I love you guys. And I was like, well, then give us 5 minutes with the governor. And
she stopped him. He had already passed.
And he already passed, and we had 5 minutes. And we asked him some tough, tough questions. But most importantly, we asked him about his presidential aspirations, as well as...
The
color of his hair, which, do you want to explain what happened there with that?
Well, Jason asked a good question. When you're 85 and you're looking in the mirror, are you going to wish that you had run for president?
Yes.
It was a good question. Kind of one of those questions that can cut kind of deep.
His
response was, you know, I'm staring in the mirror. I'm going to avoid the mirror. I might have gray hair at that point.
And you asked, I think, a pretty reasonable question after that. What'd you ask?
You said later in life, you're not going to look in the mirror because you'll have gray hair. What color hair do you think you have now?
I don't even think I'm going to have hair. Maybe I should have said that.
That was just maybe 10 feet behind us. But what happened actually right here was a quick interview with the governor of Illinois.
This very state we're in right now.
Right. We are in Chicago. And Jason asked one of the most pressing questions because we've been seeing hot dogs, sausages everywhere. So Jason asked the question, which I think we all may be asking, but we don't know we're asking it. What's in a hot dog? What's in a sausage?
You can't pass that up. And I just introduced the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore. He tried to say a Baltimore hot dog is better than a Chicago style dog.
What do you have in dogs? It's like you've got like the penises, you've got the intestines, you've got like the hooks. It's all like ground up and then shove it in and test it and then you eat it, right?
Apparently you're from someplace else. We don't do that here. These are like serious beef dogs.
You say the penises are in the dog?
It's intense.
Gotta go. All right. Thank appreciate you. It. Thank you. Nice
sorry about him. Yeah, have a good one. Penises are in the hot dog. Is that what you said?
Yes. And
then he walked away.
Laughed very hard for a good 5 minutes.
So we're getting more looks out in the hallway. We might have to relocate yet again. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Would you like to be on our podcast for 30 seconds?
I don't blame you. You can say hi.
How's your mood right now after the DNC?
75 more days to go, and I'll let you know on November 6th. Because November 5th is going to be wild. Come alive on November 5th.
Are you more excited today than you were 3 months ago?
I'm an optimist, so I'm always excited, but I'm motivated to get the job done, to finish the job, to make sure that we finish it, to finish the job. I thought about tonight after that speech in Denver when then-candidate Obama gave his vision of America, and tonight I said, I haven't felt this good since 2008. If only I can go back into a size 10.
Yeah. Hey, party like it's 2008.
And by the way, my name is Donna Brazil. I'm known as the Forever Chair.
All right, thank you, Donna. Thank you, really
Donna.
Appreciate
we appreciate it.
Thank
and
you.
Keep enjoying the night. So the good vibes are rolling on into the evening. We heard that T-Pain is having a party.
T-Pain's having a party. I don't know if we're going to make an appearance or just fall asleep standing up right now.
People may know him from The Masked Singer.
I didn't even know that.
I said may know him.
Okay.
How many times do you think we've been kind of politely or even impolitely asked to leave or move along or...
I would say...
urged to relocate.
Six. But these are all with... I'm sorry.
I think
you're right.
Six in the first.
Yeah, you're right.
Day
okay.
At least.
I forgot about all the stuff on the floor. We couldn't go to the floor.
We couldn't go to the floor. We were got asked kicked to out leave. Of yeah. Leave. Yeah. Always up to the nosebleeds. Always get the fuck out of here. We're fucking sick of you guys. Your bullshit games.
But here we are in the hall where everything happens.
Room where it happens. We were kicked out of the room where it happens.
I want to talk about this is why I brought up the whole Gavin
Penises
Newsom thing.
Penises thing.
What is in a fucking hot dog? Let's talk about this. But. Why we're off the Gavin Newsom thing. So we're talking to Gavin Newsom. We're about to start this little interview, impromptu. I don't even know how the sound's going to be for that because we didn't have our mics out. But we start this little interview, and who comes up but Vivek Ramaswamy.
Right.
And he comes up and is now all of us are talking.
Well, we're kind of chumming it up with each other.
Yeah, there's like we're all old
chums,
friends.
Chums in the water, like four chums in the water. We start, there's a lot of hugging. Hey, how are you doing? And then I think you said something along the lines of, we met in Iowa, and I think his face changed.
Yeah,
you said you didn't notice it as much, but then I went in for a hug, because I thought, hey, we're all working through this right now. And he really kind of wasn't into it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You don't have to hug me.
That's fine.
But later, about 5 minutes later, he's walking the other way down the hall, and I held up my hand, I gave him a high five, and he called us, what?
Clowns.
Which is the highest form of praise for a couple of comedians just trying to make people laugh at the DNC. So thank you, Vivek. You know, just a pair of
clowns. Yeah,
I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Who's the sad clown? Who's the happy clown? Yeah, we're both sad.
I'm feeling
sad.
Pretty sad right now.
Yeah. Quite an eventful day. Talked to Mayor Pete. He was very nice, and I actually think he had a great answer to...
He did. What was it?
The answer was about abortion. This is a question we've asked a lot of people this week is, we go to all these Trump rallies, we hear a lot of the Trump supporters say, and a lot of Republicans in general say, abortion's back to the states now, and it sounds like a very reasonable thing. Like, this is a good thing. It's back to the states. It's
right,
a state
they're just saying
issue.
Each state gets to decide for themselves. Isn't that so very nice? We wanted to ask people... is that good or bad?
Yes.
Give them an open-ended way to respond, but please keep it short so that we can have a nice short video to kind of communicate that.
And Pete Buttigieg said that his own marriage with his husband, if that was a states' rights issue, if he was in another state and his husband was injured and he had to go to the hospital, maybe he wouldn't be allowed to visit him if it wasn't protected by the federal government.
Which was such a new way of talking about that and such a very clear-cut way.
Yeah.
There are certain rights that need to be federally protected because you can't be going in and out of your basic freedoms as you drive, go for a road trip, and gain and lose freedoms along the way.
Overall, your first DNC, your first convention inside... What?
Two.
Two out of ten?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I enjoyed it immensely. I thought it was really cool to kind of just see how it works just from the standpoint of putting on a huge event. It's like we kind of had a view of the inner workings of like a Super Bowl or something.
Yes.
But anyway, we did get kicked out of several places throughout the course of the week. So,
and it's what's funny is that
we're still
maybe
here.
The
we're
most
still
exclusive part that we could be right now is this little walkway here.
Because we managed to hold on to these passes, which we were asked to give back.
These are like gold, these red ones.
Yeah.
They're like literally, I like gold here.
But overall, I would say it's been a good experience just for, because it is a memorable experience.
Yes.
Some strange stuff happened. How about you?
Two thumbs up out of five. So
love that.
4 out of 10, basically.
Thank you so much, sir.
Can we get a quick comment on that, how you think the convention went? I got to meet my wife. All right, appreciate it.
Got to meet the wife.
The DNC chair is walking by
Jamie
us.
Jamie Harrison, great the DNC excuse. Chair.
Great excuse.
You know, what am I going to say? Don't go talk to your wife? But it would have been nice to get a comment.
All right, so I guess in closing, we just want to say thank you for listening to The Good Liars Tell the Truth. These 4 days we've spent in Chicago at the
DNC.
We've made it so long, and it's so easy right now to choke you with this cord. I could just easily kill you with it right here. What a fun thing to say in a secure location. So that does it for The Good Liars Tell the Truth.
I don't know if you want to be saying
You can
that
support us on herohero.co/thegoodliars. Before we go, any words of wisdom?
Yes. Always take the red pass.
You need the red pass.
Whenever you're not sure you're supposed to be somewhere,
you're supposed to have it.
Like
you're supposed
you
to give
belong.
It back.
Yes. You know, fake it till you make it. Dress for the job you want, not the one you have. And always get the red pass.
I don't know what job I want, but I dress the
like
same every
absolute
fucking
dork.
Time. All right. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye.
Hey, I'm Gavin Newsom. You're listening to The Good Liars, telling the truth.
Tell the truth. Good Liars tell the truth.
Hey, I'm Gavin Newsom, and you're hearing...
Listening, because it's important because other people are listening to it. It's a podcast.
I hope, okay. I'm Gavin Newsom, and you're listening to The Good Liars,
tell the
telling the truth.
Tell the truth.